God is speaking, God is speaking, God is speaking within me. God is speaking, God is speaking, God is speaking in everything. This is Monk Ellen from the Absolute Monastery in Campo, California. Whoever had had the chance to listen to the lecture from the Christmas seminar, and especially the last one, 23 and 24, which just came out yesterday, and they have been sent out through the thought for today, you could hear on this tape, whoever is connected with the University of Healing has put into motion a very important cause before coming into this lifetime. And this cause is to do the last step. To do the last step, that means to be aware of our divinity, to be aware who we are, to be aware that we are God, that this is our reality, and that we can play this game, this human game, this relative game, by being in charge of our game, being the master of the game, fully controlled, untouched, non-possessive, just having a ball. And this is what we have set into motion, and that's what we are doing, especially those who are at this time here at the monastery. They are very diligently working on this project. And I'm not saying that those who are out in the world are not doing it. They might be even more disciplined than we here, we monks here at the monastery. I'm saying whoever has, and also those who have signed up for the courses of the University of Healing, because the vow of self-discipline is really the vow of saying to yourself, saying to ourselves who we are. And we now know that we are God. We now know it intellectually, and what we are going to do and what we are practicing is to know it from within. And this introspective time we are practicing here at the monastery, and everybody who has been taught as a student or came here as a monk, they know how important this time is of introspection, the time of listening within. And the time of listening within is not only by sitting still. The time of listening within is 24 hours. It goes all around the hour. Even while we are sleeping and we think we are sleeping and in another world, we might be in the appearance world, in another world, but we are always conscious. We are always aware. We are always conscious. We are always in charge. And that's why we are saying before we are going to bed, before we go to sleep, I'm aware of my dreams. I'm in charge of my dreams. I am aware. I know my dreams. And I said, it's not necessary to sit all day long and introspect and listen within. God is speaking all day long. And God is speaking as everything. So while I was walking the path this morning, and this beautiful meditation path we have here on our campus property, over 100 acres of property, it's in the early morning, the sun is just rising above the mountains, and I can just hear the birds, and you say, my God, it's January, and the birds are singing. Yes, even while it was still cold, the birds were twittering from the trees, and they were saying, yes, I am God, God I am. they were tweeting it and they were confirming the truth. And the rocks surrounding this property, these huge rocks, tall and powerful, they are speaking to me and they say, I am God, God I am. And then these warm sun rays, they're caressing my body and they're saying, I am God, God I am. I'm the light of the world. I'm the power of the universe. I'm vibrating as this light, as the sun. And then I look up in the sky and the clouds. Most of the time we have even blue, clear sky. But here and there are some clouds. And they have wonderful figures. And I love to play with these clouds and creating figures. And every one of them is shouting, I am God, God I am. I'm whole and perfect. I like me. I hear this music everywhere. And then I look down on in the sand and every grain of sand, so tiny, is speaking its word. And the morning dew, just like little glittering diamonds, thousands, millions of that on this green meadow, because we had some rain here in California and everything is beautifully green. It's chanting, it's glorifying the truth that I am God, God I am. And it is a celebration which goes through the day, which goes through the day, and it starts in the morning when I get up. And we are getting up at 4 o'clock and we're driving up to the monastery with our golf cars. And the stars are twinkling and the moon is shining and everything is just saying, I am God. Don't you hear me? Of course. I am God, God I am. This is what we are practicing. This is what we know from within. And that's what we are singing. Every step we make on the path, or even in the house, walking from one room to the other, there is no other thought than saying and singing, I am God, God I am. I am God, and we have this beautiful melody, I am God, God I am. 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 And my God, is this beautiful? My God in me, yes, it's singing. It's singing all day long. And like yesterday we got an email, somebody wanted to know the melody of I Like Me, because it's a minister who wants to teach that to their children. New Thought Church wants to teach this to their children. Well, how wonderful to like yourself, to know who you are already like a child, as a child. And this is what we should practice in school, in kindergarten. I like me, I like me, I like me. I'm God, God I am. And know everything is in divine order. Now whoever listens to the monk talks, to the talks, the thought of the day, the instant inspiration, whatever it is which goes out in the world, know you are ready. You are ready to know who you are and that you are God, and make that last step in awareness that you are God, that you are illumined, that you are the master of your world, that everything is created by your own thought, my words, my action. I am now in charge. And so it is. God is speaking, God is speaking, God is speaking within me. And so it is.